Welcome back to Jesus Calling for February 8th. Ephesians 2:6 says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast." Matthew 14:28 says, "Jesus was walking on the water, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat and the wind died down, then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" I love the example of Peter having the faith to get out on the water, right? He saw Jesus walking and he said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come." And so Jesus said, "Come." So he did get out, right? And he started off good. But what happened? He took his eyes off Jesus, the focus of his hope and everything. And he looked around at the winds and the waves and he started to sink. But Jesus didn't leave him there. He reached down and pulled him out. So my friend, I hope today that you are bold enough to get out there on the water and do what Jesus is asking you to do. But if you fall down or you feel like you're drowning, just reach up because he's going to grab your hand and pull you right back up again. He never leaves us alone, but I do hope that you're brave enough to get out there on that water. And in the middle of your day, if things are whirling and swirling around, that you just remember Peter and how brave he was to get out of the boat and how that Jesus was with them in the water, on the boat there. He, you know, reached out, saved Peter, got back in the boat, calmed everything down with his voice. "I am above all things. Your problems, your pain, and the swirling events in this ever-changing world. When you behold my face, you rise above circumstances and rest with me in heavenly realms. This is the way of peace, living in the light of my presence. I guarantee that you will always have problems in life, but they must not become your focus. When you feel yourself sinking in this sea of circumstances, cry out, 'Jesus, help me,' and I will draw you back to me. If you have to say that thousands of times daily, don't be discouraged. I know your weaknesses, and I meet you in that very place." I love that. I love it. I love, go back to the top. "I am above all things, your problems, your pain, and the swirling events in this ever-changing world." And isn't that so true? He is above all the problems. And I love that ever swirling and changing world, because that's how our world seems today. So chaotic. Wars and the economy and everything and sicknesses. But he is above all of those things. And he's never surprised by anything either. He never looks down and says, "Oh, I didn't know that was going to happen today to those people." He always knows what's going to happen. And he's always with us, beside us, going before us. He's in our tomorrow. He's in our future. He can handle any problem. So I hope today that you remember that God can handle anything, and you just lift all your swirling problems up to him. Let him take them. And I like to, especially at night, throw all my problems up to God, because guess what? He's up anyway. So I might as well let him worry about them and not me. So have a great day lifting all your problems to him. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Because remember, God's word in your heart is the best way to live. Yes, it is, Mandy.
You can order your own Jesus Calling devotional book by going to jesuscalling.com. And I would love to answer any questions you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you go out and shine for him today. See you tomorrow.